Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. And today it is Friday in my world. I am so excited to welcome this Friday. Hello. Welcome to your new day of life. And I think I don't have the calendar in front of me, but hey, somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this weekend is the beginning of spring. I think so. The first official day of spring here in the U.S. is this weekend. That means the spring bucket list. You know, Big Life has a bucket list for every season, and we have a spring bucket list. I'll post it today on social media, so just find me, Pamela Krim, and I'll post it for you to print out or save for free. The spring bucket list, all the fun ideas. I think it's this weekend. In fact, I think it's tomorrow, March 20th, is the first day of spring. So, y'all, we got some living to do. We have survived winter. Hello, it is springtime up in here. Woo! All right, guys, let's do it. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is God's Math. Have you found your big calling in life yet? Have you discovered the purpose for which you were created? We can get so wrapped up in finding this big thing that we totally miss the little things we are called to do every single day. The little things we already can do that maybe we aren't doing faithfully. The little things we already have, but we're so focused on the next big thing, we miss the power of what's in our hand now. Your days on this earth will come to an end. You will not live forever. All you worked for will one day crumble and rust, or be lost, be torn down, or thrown away. This is all so temporary. But never forget, you are here to make an eternal impact. The things you do, no matter how small they may seem, could make a difference for an eternity. However, to keep our heads from getting too big and our chest getting all puffed up, we probably will never know our eternal impact until God shows us in heaven. The question becomes, are you willing to be faithful in doing the little things and let God do the math? Will you keep showing love and kindness? Will you keep investing your time and your talent? God brought two things to mind for me this morning as I studied on the little things with eternal impact. These are little random things that I had dismissed as insignificant and unimportant, but maybe with God's math, they make an eternal impact. And I'm going to share these two examples, my personal examples, with you so that maybe it stirs a personal example for you. When Lonnie and I were newlyweds in our early 20s, we went to a small church outside of Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, where he was stationed. And one Sunday, the pastor asked for a volunteer to teach children's choir. And the room went silent. And the pastor asked again, "Who will teach our children's choir on Wednesday nights?" And silence. And finally, my husband raises his hand and says, "We will." And I'm thinking, what? We will? Dude, we will? For the next year, we showed up to a room full of middle schoolers and taught them new songs. And neither of us can sing, like, at all. We had never worked with kids. In fact, my husband was a military instructor. He spent his days yelling at soldiers in training and dropping F-bombs and demanding push-ups. And now we're in a room full of wild kids trying to sing songs about Jesus. It seemed we were just filling an empty spot of someone who could have done a much better job than us. It seemed we were so totally ill-equipped and maybe even just wasting time. But this morning, God revealed to me that that may have had an eternal impact on a young life that I can't even remember today. That's God's math. Our little things done in obedience can add up to eternal impact with God's math. A few years later, we lived near the University of Texas in El Paso, and we found out that there was a football player at the college who had no family to walk him across the field for his championship game. In desperation, the coordinator reached out to me the day before the game and said, "Is there any way you could walk this boy across the field and pretend to be his parents? Because he has no one." Now, let me paint this picture, okay? My husband is about 5'6", and I'm 5'9". We're both very white. We show up and there's our boy. He's nearly 7 foot tall and about 7 shades darker than us. I don't remember him saying anything to us, maybe even slightly embarrassed that special people had to be called in for him. And we each proudly took an arm and marched him across the field. We get to the other side and the coordinator comes rushing to us and says, "Another player had no one show up. Hurry, run back and escort him too." We escorted 3 football players that day on their championship game, claiming them as our own. We sat in the stands and we cheered for them, and this girl cried tears of pride for my boys, and I didn't even know their names. We were in our late 20s. I cried this morning as I realized this little act of love, which seemed like nothing by the next day, could have made an eternal impact. That's God's math. Remember the story of Jesus feeding the crowd of thousands of people with the only food there was? John 6, verse 9 says, "There was a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are they for so many?" Like, really, what difference does this little bit really make for so many people? Just like, what does this little thing I can do really make for such a big problem? What difference does it really make? It's a huge problem, and I can only do a little thing. It's so easy to dismiss the little we can do in the face of a big problem. But God's not asking us to figure it out. He's asking us to trust his math. What happened with the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 fish? They fed the crowd of thousands. That's God's math. Everyone ate as much as they wanted and there were leftovers. That's impossible, but that's God. What scripture doesn't tell us is the impact it made in the lives of the people who were fed that day. I wonder why God leaves that out of the story. Could it be because we don't always get to know how God uses little things in big ways? Could it be because he's saving some really big surprises for us one day in heaven when it will all be revealed? Hey, I don't even know what God could have done with the little things you have been obedient with. There's no telling, but you better believe God knows. He used you. He used your act of faithfulness, no matter how small it was, and it has made an impact with God's math. An eternal impact. And maybe one day I'll get to heaven and I'll see a familiar face. And maybe it will be one of the kids we taught a song in children's choir, or one of the football players we served as stand-in parents for. And they will introduce me to their children. And they're all there because of an eternal impact made from something I thought was little. We can't be so consumed by chasing the big things when little things are all around us. Little opportunities in God's hands can become eternal impact. What if we stopped expecting to see a big return and big praise for everything we do? And instead, be absolutely honored that we might be used in any little way possible to show someone the love of God. That we might be a reflection of Jesus to someone in a brief encounter that we forget about 5 minutes later, but it changed the entire trajectory of their life. Oh, don't you want to show up for the little things? Don't you want to be tuned into the opportunities to do things others will pass up and maybe be part of a much bigger story? Hey God, all I've got are these 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, but use them as you want. I have 1 hour on Wednesday nights to teach something I don't even know how to teach, but I'll do it. I have my Saturday afternoon available to cheer on a few boys I don't know at a football game. I'll show up and be proud. Rahab was a prostitute. God used this woman's little act of obedience to impact the history of the world. Do you know her story? Check her out. Just Google the story of Rahab in the Bible. Her little thing was offering a hiding place of 2 spies. That's all she did. That simple act led to the victory of the Israelites at Jericho, the saving of her entire family, and that family that became the bloodline of Jesus. One choice, just one, by a woman with everything stacked against her. A woman with a past, a woman with a reputation. But with God's math, it was an eternal impact. What could God do with your little yes? He could use it for an eternity of impact. Do the little things, my sister. Do them proudly. Do them willingly. Do them faithfully. And just let God do the math. He's not telling you the rest of the story because maybe he's saving a surprise reveal for heaven. You're here making an eternal impact. Wow. Isn't it amazing to know God could do all of these mind-blowing, miraculous things? He could. But how he chooses to show up is he chooses ordinary people like me and you to do little things that make an eternal impact. That's how he shows up, and that's what he does, God's math. So what are we to do? We're supposed to just do the little things. Just do it. Be faithful today. Do the little things, and let God do the math. Eternal impact. That's how it happens. One day, wow, God's going to tell us everything he did with our faithfulness and obedience in the little things. Won't that be awesome? I'll be so cool. Hey, you want to pray with me? Come on and join me right now. Let's pray together. Hey, God, good morning. We are grateful for a new day of life. God, thank you for choosing to use us. I know you don't have to. I know you are capable of anything. And yet you choose to use us really ordinary girls that often feel like we must be missing our big purpose. And yet you remind us it's the little things you want to do through us. And with your math, it makes an eternal impact. And so God, we just want to be obedient and we just want to say yes to the things that you have all around us and the opportunities to show your love and show your kindness and use our talents and our treasures and our time in ways that will make an eternal impact. And God, we don't have to know about it. Like, we're going to stop seeking the praise and stop seeking the end of the story. We don't have to know how it's being used. We're just committing to showing up and being faithful and doing what we can do and let you do the math. And I trust that one day there's just going to be this surprise reveal when we get to heaven and you're going to show us the ripple effect of the days and the times that we chose faithfulness. Thank you, God. I'm so excited about that. Thank you, God, that you choose to use us. We are so humbled and so grateful. Lord, thank you for everyone you have brought to hear this today. Let your spirit just work and move and do what you need to do here, God. Thank you. I pray for your provision for today and your protection over our families. We're so grateful. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right, my friends, it has been an honor being with you today and this week. I'm going to meet you again on Monday, okay? So go enjoy your weekend, the first weekend of spring 2021. I love you wildly. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.